The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And being that it's Saturday, I'm with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm loving this lack of, well, relative lack of humidity in the air.
Yes, it's actually beautiful. I mean, it's going to be a cooker today, but hopefully not quite as hot tomorrow. But
I know one of my friends has a place out in western Minnesota on a lake, and they said middle of next week they're expecting highs in the 60s.
Well, my walking partner told me this morning that even here next week it's supposed to be like 75.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wow. Crazy. Crazy. You know, it's Minnesota. Why are we even surprised by any of this?
Yeah. It's not cold enough to kill the mosquitoes, though.
Yeah, it is. Darn it. That's funny.
I see there's been some significant movement on mortgage rates as far as interest is concerned.
It's awesome. So this is the deal. I have one article here that the title is "No Rate Cuts Yet, But They Are On the Table." This came from Real Estate News, okay? And it was written by Dave Gallagher. It says, following its meeting today, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates at current levels in line with expectations. But, now obviously this was July 31st, the last time they met, but signaled that it was open to cutting rates in September. So inflation still too high. What happens in September? Powell says the board has not yet made any decisions about future meetings, but if inflation moves lower, a September rate cut is on the table. Most analysts are expecting cuts to begin this fall, but buyers shouldn't get too excited, said the MLS chief economist Lisa Sturtevant. Okay. I'm not quite sure why she says that, because I actually got an email from one of the lenders that I work with on a regular basis yesterday, and this was what she said. Good evening. I wanted to share a couple of updates. Interest rates, they are starting to move in the right direction. Today, we saw 5.99 with conventional loans and 5.5 with VA and FHA loans. And this was yesterday, okay?
We haven't seen rates like that in quite some time.
Yes, so this is exciting. And then she also had this other little piece that I do want to read so that I don't screw it up, because it's this first generation program. And you all know I don't claim to be a lender. I just claim to be connected to the best ones, because that I am. So I will read her email. It says, first generation program. As you may know, Minnesota Housing is offering an additional $35,000 in down payment assistance to first generation home buyers. So if you're the first person, the first generation in your family to own a home, there's a great opportunity here.
That's a lot of money.
Quite a few of these loans that result, I wasn't going to say the name. The $35,000 is in addition to the standard $16,500 to $18,000 that is already offered from the Minnesota Housing Startup and Step Up programs. So the first generation program has limited funds, and it appears this week roughly 60% of those funds are still available. So if you have any questions about that, you know, if you might qualify, we're talking about here $35,000 plus another, we'll say conservatively $15,000. That's $50,000 of down payment money. And this is money that if you own the house a certain amount of time, and there's some different ones, 5 years, 7 years, depending on amounts, et cetera. But if you own it a certain amount of time, this becomes non-forgivable. So this is a really, really good opportunity for people who qualify. So if you happen to know somebody that might qualify for this, or if you personally qualify for this, please do not hesitate to reach out, because if 40% of the money has already been distributed and there's only 60% left, it definitely will go. And when it goes, it's gone. So, again, that's called first generation program. So call, if you don't want to call me and let me put you in touch with this lender, call any lender that you have trust in and ask them to give you more information on the first generation program. If they don't know anything about it, you maybe have too much trust.
And then you need to give Robin a call at that point.
And then maybe call me and I can help you out.
Well, this is, I mean, that's huge. Can you think of that? I mean, that it could change a trajectory for a family for generations.
Exactly.
If somebody has come from families that have always rented and have always struggled with the ability to become a homeowner, to take advantage of this and build that wealth.
Correct.
It's just it's not unimaginable, but it's I don't know if people appreciate the impact that could have.
Exactly. And this is why I say it's not like straightforward. Some people say I have to have 20% down, right? Oh my gosh. You have to have 20% down if you want to avoid paying mortgage insurance, unless you qualify for a physician's loan. Then you don't. Then you can have as little as 0% down and not have to pay mortgage insurance. What qualifies you for a physician's loan? Maybe you're a dentist. Maybe you qualify. There's so much, okay? There is so much out there. And I'm not even going to pretend that I know about all these products. But again, I am connected to people who are experts in the field. So it makes me feel so good when I take a client and introduce them to one of my lenders of choice, and they can give them a deal that they never could have imagined existed. And they come out so happy and so excited about the whole buying process that prior to that appointment, they were scared to death about. So it's knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And when we work with people who know exactly the best route to get there, it makes it so much easier. And that is my goal, guys, is to make this home buying process stress-free, or at minimal stress at most, right? It's not supposed to be crazy stressful. It's supposed to be an exciting and fun time. And like you say, just a huge change in where you're headed once you become an owner, a homeowner. It's exciting stuff. It's how you build your wealth. It's security for your family. It's the bank account you live in, right?
Absolutely.
So it's exciting. It's exciting, exciting, exciting. And oh my gosh, this is why I love my job so much. I just love to educate people and help people and provide information.
When you mentioned the mortgage insurance, that's nothing to be afraid of. That's what we did when we first got it.
Exactly.
And it's temporary, because as you pay the mortgage off and the home value rises, you refinance and you get rid of it.
Exactly. As soon as you have 80%, you know, you have that equity, then you're good. 20% equity, you only owe 80%.
Right.
The loan value. All right. So this is the deal. People just assume, they don't know that it's mortgage insurance. They're not necessarily scared of mortgage insurance. They've just heard through their friends or their parents or whoever told them that to get a loan, you must have 20% down. And that is far from the truth.
Absolutely. I know we didn't when we bought.
And that hasn't changed.
All right. We have to take a break already, Robin.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be back in just a second. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Andy Brownell. Saturday with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. And Robin, it's been a while, a couple months, when you first talked about this settlement concerning some real estate agents.
It's a lawsuit. And, yeah. Well, it's all. It covers all
it's
of
global?
Us.
It's global? Okay.
Yeah. It's the National Association of Realtors, okay?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So has that gone into effect yet?
August 17th. Initially, it was going to happen in July, but now it's August 17th. So coming up here in a couple of weeks. However, I can only speak for RE/MAX Results. That's where I work. We got our new forms on August 1st because the forms are going to change. You've heard me say before that the way we do real estate isn't going to change in theory. But the words we use and the paperwork we use is going to change. For instance, we are no longer allowed to show anybody a house without having them sign some sort of form that says they've given us the right to represent them. That is going to be really, it's going to be offensive to a lot of people. Like, are you kidding me? I mean, think about if I walk into Macy's or I walk into a car lot and they say, okay, you're talking to me right now, so sign this and say that if you buy this, I get paid. You know, I mean, it just feels super offensive. Now, the fact of the matter is, this is not new. It has always been a law. I mean, for a long, long time, I think at least since the 90s here in Minnesota, that we have to have our clients under a buyer's right to represent contract. So you're giving me as a buyer the right to represent you. It's a separate.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's not new. Unfortunately, there have been a lot of agents who've been kind of laxy-daisy about it and have never had their buyers sign it until, maybe the day they're writing the purchase agreement because it has to be turned in with the paperwork. Well, this is what I say about that. Shame on them. So I feel very confident that my business isn't going to change because I have always used that form. I've always used it up front. But what I have said previous to this change is, you know, for me to represent you, I have to put you under contract because then you move from being my customer to my client. When you're my client, I owe you fiduciary duties and there are things I have to do for you. If you're my customer, I owe you nothing. In other words, if the perfect house comes along that I know would be ideal for you, but I have a client that it would also be ideal for, I'm calling that client and telling that client because it's my fiduciary duty to do so, but I owe you nothing. And therefore, I'm not calling you because I owe it to my client to not. Now, if I have two clients that it would be a perfect match for, I owe it to both of you to make you aware of it. Does that make sense?
It does. Perfect sense.
Okay. So I've always been able to explain it in the way where people are like, yeah, of course, this is beneficial to me, and it truly is. I want you to work for me. After all, that's why I seeked you out, because I want you on my team, right? So if you just shove it in someone's face with no explanation, and it's not something you've ever used before, and it comes off like that, I'm just going to tell you there's going to be a lot of chaos in the beginning, okay? Well, then there's always Zillow who comes out with something. So I have this article here, again, from Real Estate News, and this says Zillow rolls out a new non-exclusive touring agreement. The company said its contract, which will be available in 24 states, was designated to help agents navigate the new requirements. So Zillow is rolling out this new touring agreement that people can sign and say, basically, you have the permission to show me this house, but I'm not promising to work for you. All right. Well, this is the deal. Minnesota is not one of those states.
Okay.
So we're going to do it the way we've been doing it, and that is we are going to give our clients representation, which, believe me when I tell you, is definitely in the best interest of the client. So when people know what they're doing and they know how to describe this and they know how to explain it, it's really business as usual. They always should have been doing this and explaining this. But if they haven't been, yeah, it's going to be a huge adjustment for them. I've used these forms since day one religiously, so I'm not at all intimidated by any of this.
And I have one.
Go ahead.
I have one question regarding this.
Yeah.
What if it's an open house and you just have people coming
in? That is a good question. I haven't been able to get a straight answer on that. I'm going to assume that if it's an open house, then people are going to be allowed to come in. I mean, how could you? Otherwise, you couldn't do an open house. Which, in my opinion, is going to make open houses become a very popular thing once again, like they, you know, used to be back in the day. Before we had the internet to spread the word, if people wanted to get in the house, they couldn't go look at a virtual tour online. They had to come and check the house out. And so open houses used to get quite a bit more traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Not that some of them don't still do well, because some of them definitely still do well, but not always.
And also what you're telling me is the whole reason this settlement came about and the lawsuit came about is because you had some agents who were just, I'll use the term, lazy and not doing what they should have been doing all along.
And sloppy, I think. And also, you know, it's not new that commission is negotiable. It's always negotiable. And shame on anybody who ever presented that it wasn't. So here we are. We find ourselves now having to do a better job explaining how this all works to our clients. Is that so bad?
No, it sounds like the way it should be.
So instead of going into a listing appointment and saying, I'll make up numbers, because again, I'm not trying to represent here that there's any fixed numbers involved. Okay. So instead of going to you and saying, here, sign here, you pay 6%, I'm paying 3% of that. Instead of saying that, the paperwork is going to say, I'm listing this home for you at 3%. That's what you are going to pay me. Now, keep in mind that when an agent brings us an offer and they are representing the buyer, they are going to expect that you pay them as well. And so their offer is also going to include a number that they are expecting to be paid by you. Okay. So if they write an offer and they say, and by the way, we'd like you to pay the 3% to us for representing our buyer, then you're going to have to figure that number into our bottom line. So when we do those numbers and that net sheet on that first day, we're going to add that in there as well. Yeah. Right. So then they still know what they're going to get at the end of the day. Now, in the event that someone comes along and says, oh, I'm only going to expect you to pay me 2%. I know I'm kind of a weak realtor. I'm not that great. I only deserve 2. So I promise to work for that. Or I promise to work, you know, whatever it is, then they are going to get a nice surprise and they're going to get 1% more in their pocket. It's not like I'm going to say, oh, well, we talked about 6. So now you're going to pay me 4. No, that isn't the way it works. So you're going to pay me what you're going to pay me. And you're going to agree or not agree to pay the buyer's agent what they're asking for. This really isn't any different than it's ever been. Okay. It's just that now that buyer's agent needs to come in. They've already got their buyer under contract saying, let's just say you're my buyer. And I say, Andy, I want to represent you. I'll work really hard for you. These are the fiduciary duties I owe to you. When you call me, I'm going to answer. When you want to see something, I'm getting you in it. When it comes to time to negotiate, I'm very skilled and I'm going to work hard. When you need to find the best loan product, I know who to hook you up with. When it's time to get this home inspected, I know what we should be looking for in this inspection. I'm going to navigate you through this whole process, and I expect to get paid to do that. As much as I love my job, it's not volunteer work. It's my job, right? So when we sign this contract, it says that you are agreeing to pay me X number of percent. I'm going to ask you to pay me 3%. Okay. That's what I've been getting paid traditionally for the last 25 years. Now, it hasn't gone up, but nor do I feel like it should go down. Right. So sure. That's what I would like to be paid. Now, I am willing and prepared to go in and negotiate this from the lister, the seller of the property. And if his realtor or her realtor has done a good job explaining this to them, they are going to be prepared to pay this, and it's going to be business as usual. Because all of a sudden, everybody's getting the word out there that sellers no longer have to pay commission to the buyer's agent. And technically, that is true. But they've never had to. It's just the way we've done it. And the reason we've done it that way is because that seller is typically going to be a buyer as well. And now when they're the buyer, we're going to have their seller pay their commission. So it's not as difficult as people are trying to make it. And unfortunately, things get lost in communication. People hear what they want to hear, and there's going to be people mucking it up like crazy. I think we're going to see a lot of realtors drop out of the industry because they either lack the experience or are unable to communicate all of these changes and what representation looks like and means. And I just feel like there's going to be a lot of frustration amongst sellers and buyers alike. But trust me, I understand this. I understand this very clearly. So if you have any questions or desire to have an appointment with me to talk about this, I'm happy to do that.
Perfect. Okay. We do need to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group Remax Results. News Talk 1340 KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
FM. Today
to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And I guess, Robin, this is the time of the program where I say, do you have any new listings?
I do, and I'll talk about just my brand new ones because I want to reserve the rest of our time to talk about our party tomorrow, okay?
Yes.
So here we go. 1631 Teton Court Northeast. I think I talked about this last week saying it was coming soon, but now it's officially on the market and ready for showings, okay? Yeah. This is a 5-bedroom, 4-bath walkout ranch. It has just under 4,000 square feet, 3,953. And it was built in 93. It has a very private lot up there on Teton Court. Has a beautiful view of downtown Rochester in the fall and winter when there are no leaves, full disclosure. But it's nice neighborhood. $499.9.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Then if you're looking for a little bit of land, a little bit of space, we've got one that sits on 2.28 acres in Southwest Rochester at 5068 Terra Lane Southwest, so out in Heritage Hills neighborhood.
Sure.
On that development. This is a 4-bed, 4-bath, 3-car garage, 2,094 finished square feet, and then there is an unfinished lower level. So this is what we call a modified ranch. On the main floor is everything you need. There's a master bedroom, a laundry room, kitchen, living room, dining room. But then upstairs are some additional bedrooms and bath. And then you have a full lower level in addition to that. So that one is $659.9. We have 1516 Woodland Drive Southwest. Woodland Drive's that, you know, high road, low road place over there. Just up above the frontage road, west of Edina Realty. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I know
that one is a 5-bed, 3-bath ranch. That's an older one, built in 1960, like the rest of the neighborhood. And that has a 2-car garage, beautiful lot, really quiet, private space. And that one is $469.9. Has a completely remodeled kitchen. Really nice house. Very
five bedrooms. Great. Wow.
Yeah. One's an office, but, you know, it is a bedroom. 2519 Superior Lane Northwest. That is right up above my office there on that ridge. That is a three-bed, four-bath townhome. It's the two-story version, but it also has a really nice finished lower level. So it has a lot of square feet, 3,271 square feet. That one was built in 2002, but again, refurbished, so it looks really fresh and nice. And the last one I'll mention is 1410 Dorothea Drive out in Zumbrota, Minnesota. And that's a five-bed, three-bath, 3,819 square feet finished with some unfinished square feet. And it also has three-car garage, built in 2006, sits on three-quarter of an acre. And that one is 5849. So nice. A little bit of everything. All across the board. But now I have to talk about our party tomorrow. So
yeah, it's already here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. I'm so excited for it. I'm glad it's going to be 83 instead of 88. That's a little bit of relief. But we got lots of fun stuff. Okay, of course we have food. In addition to food, we have an ice cream truck. And we have a guy there making balloon animals for the kids. And we have some face painters. And we have bingo, bingo, and more bingo with great prizes. We have, we'll be interacting. We have games for the kids, fun carnival games like, three-legged race and egg on a spoon race. We've got a DJ. So we've got music and we've got fun. We've got prizes, prizes, more prizes. Our grand prize is a dream vacation. We have a long list of places you can choose from. And also in addition to the vacation for the accommodations, we are including $2,500 Delta gift cards. So $1,000 in airfare plus your accommodations.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm excited. So this party is for any of our past clients, any of our current clients, and any of our future clients. So if you have worked with the Gwaltney Group, even if you've worked with an agent that is no longer at the Gwaltney Group, you're still on our list. You still got an email invitation. Sometimes people don't look at those email invitations. It's just an e-vite where you do respond and you get a ticket, but it's free, of course. And let me just say this here and today. If you haven't responded and you plan to come, we have factored you in because that happens all the time. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I didn't RSVP, I can't go. Show up. We'll have plenty of everything for everyone. So we're looking forward to seeing you at the Olmsted History Center. I think that's what they call it, right?
Yeah, plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. I mean, it'll be lots of fun. So come and join in on the fun. It's from 1:30 till 3:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. And I truly mean this when I say I look forward to seeing you. I love reconnecting with my clients, whether they're my clients from 25 years ago or from last week. It's so much fun to get together and see everybody and just have a little picnic. So please come. Are you coming, awesome. Andy?
I'm planning. Yes, that's great. On the calendar.
Awesome. See you there.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's good. Always been fun every time I've gone. And thank awesome. You very much, by the way. Okay.
Yay.
So what is that phone number? We have questions about this settlement business. If we about have questions party, about down anything. Payments, if we have questions about anything.
Yes, call me. Call me, call me. 507-259-4926. And I always look forward to your phone calls.
That's Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. We'll chat again next Saturday right here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.